Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Even the Pirates are up $285. The Late Night Anger Management Class, it's level 3. I am Morenci. We're breaking it down. We're on the diamond right now. Jason B. Takafin will rejoin us. He's got a great baseball podcast. He was a general manager in A-ball with the Athletics and the Blue Jays. He's got a bunch of rings. So we're talking baseball with Jason. I'm going over some baseball numbers. We're calling it our market watch about what teams are putting money in your pocket. And, like, you know, we're talking about if you bet on big-time teams, you bet on the high-profile teams, you're going to lose money. All right? We have a lot of Dodger fans tuning in, San Diego tuning in right now. And if you combine San Diego and Los Angeles, guys, for all the hype, you're down over nearly $1,000. The Dodgers are down $709 on the season, the $100 better, and San Diego are down $253. So, you know, you're down $962. $962. I shouldn't try to attempt math in the late night hours. But yeah, you're down nearly $1,000 betting on every Dodger and San Diego game. But all we hear about all the time is how great they are. And, oh, they're going to win, both these teams. Right? No, San Francisco is the one that's winning money at $614. The Central Division, more profitable. St. Louis Cardinals up $417. Milwaukee are up $385. The Cubs, for all their crapness, are up $66. Cincinnati's the only team down money in this division. Like, even the Pittsburgh Pirates, they're up $285. Because the thing with the Pirates is, look, the Pirates are 5-7 at home, 9-12 on the road. That's not that bad, right? So what that tells you is, you know, they sort of win pretty much as they lose, yet they're going to be big underdogs all the time because nobody ever wants to bet on the Pittsburgh Pirates. People always want to, oh, Mike Trout, his war. I don't know. If Mike Trout's war is so good, how come they're in last place? And I don't understand how you could be the most valuable player on a team that's in last place either. And he's a great player, but how valuable is he if he's in last place? I don't know what it is with the Angels. I'm just, you know. But if you bet on every Angel game, you're down $350, even though they won the series against the Dodgers. Texas is where the money's at, baby. Texas, Lone Star State. The Texas Rangers are up $724. And I have some more numbers for the Rangers a little bit later on. As far as taking a look at the Rangers as underdogs tomorrow. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
It's okay.
Breathe. You found it. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports is everywhere, every day, and so is the information about it. We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Basketball Craft continues. This is Sports Grid. I am Gabe Morenci. We're breaking it down with Jason B. Tackenfitz. So, Jason, I've been bringing this up, and after every no-hitter, I'm always fascinated by this. And then not to take anything away from these guys, because they all have good stuff. And specifically, John Means is somebody that a lot of people think is one of the better pitchers in the American League that people don't talk about because he plays on the Baltimore Orioles. But so we've had Joe Musgrove. We had Carlos Rodon. We had John Means, and we had Wade Miley. We didn't have Jacob deGrom. It wasn't Corbin Burns. It wasn't Trevor Bauer. It wasn't Gerrit Cole. It wasn't Shane Bieber. It wasn't Tyler Glasnow. I'm always fascinated how it's rarely the aces that throw these no-hitters.
It's weird. You know, you can easily, the easy answer would be like, oh, it's because they don't scout people like Wade Miley. He's a journeyman. You know, he's on the seventh team in 11 years. Or John Means was out of baseball 4 years ago. There's not a huge book on him. I think that's wrong. I think it's just a matter of the pitchers are really locked in, and it's just really difficult. It's very fluky, even though it's been 305 of them. It's very fluky to throw a no-hitter. And once the pitcher gets cooking, I think it gets into the opposing team's heads also. They start squeezing the bat a little bit tighter. And because, like we talked about before, the players aren't used to hitting, or there's not a lot of speed to drag bunch or to make things happen, you know, it kind of snowballs, and the outs just sort of start piling up.
Well, that's a good point that you bring in a bunt, because, listen, we all know it's a dickwad move. You know, you're not going to break up a guy's bunt in a ninth inning, a no-hitter with a bunt in a ninth inning if you're losing. Even if it was 1-0, people would call you up. But what I don't understand is, let's say, you know, it's the fourth inning. It's the third inning. It's, you know, you're into the fourth inning, and you realize, you look up, you're like, you know what? This guy's got a no-hitter going right now. We're not getting anything. It's a 1-0 game. I'm bunting. I'm on base right now. So it doesn't snowball, because I'd realize, you know what? This guy has no-hit stuff going here right now. So if I break this up, I get on base, it just sort of bursts the balloon a little bit and changes the dynamic of the aura in the air. But they don't do it. Like, what's acceptable? In the first five innings, is it acceptable to break up a no-hitter with a bunt? I mean, I don't know, dude. These guys pitch about everything. We'll get to Dave Roberts crying that the Angels bunted when it was like 13-4 or something, or 13-1. And I'm thinking, what are you complaining? It's none of your business what the other team does. Just get them out and shut up. But what's your take on that? If the guy's a no-hitter gone, why doesn't someone on the team just say, suck this, I'm breaking this thing up in the fourth inning with a bunt here?
Yeah, I think you can break up at any time, whether you're down 9-0 and you're the 27th out. I think it's you always try to break it up. There's no integrity in your clubhouse when you get that done to you. I think if you're in the fourth inning, like today, DeGrom was perfect in four before he had to leave after in the top of the sixth inning. But DeGrom is different because you're looking at it and you know that he has perfect stuff. But if you're just like, you know what, we have to break up this routine. We have a guy who's pitched maybe 50 or 55 pitches through four innings. He's cooking right now. We cannot let him get into a groove. Change it up a little bit, right? Fine. Keep everybody on your toes. Don't go through the same routine, the same old, same old. And I don't know. I think it's a good time to bunt at any time. I'll even give you this game. 2004, game six, Curt Schilling, bloody sock. I don't know why everyone on the Yankees should have been bunting, and no one did. Derek Jeter leading off the first inning. How did he not bunt? A-Rod, great wheels. How do you not bunt? The guy's foot is literally stuck together. So it's a good time to bunt at all times. There's only so much fair territory you have. You got to make it work for you.
Jason B. Tackenfitz kicking it with us. So you spoke about DeGrom. You know, he asked for a day off last week. You know, we've just sort of seen the, you know, he's been scratched. He's asked for days off. Now we're into MRI territory. It's pretty clear everything's not right with him.
You know, I feel bad because his right lat, which is what they're looking at, and then Justin Toscano of NewJersey.com actually said it's more of his back than his lat, which would really scare the Mets because they have him on the hook for another $100 million next couple of years. He's in the middle of a Hall of Fame peak or a Hall of Fame sort of jaws, a 7-year window here. The Mets are only 3 games over .500, and he's probably right now maybe second or third in the MVP. This would scare me also. They already have issues with Carrasco. They have issues with Syndergaard. You know, Steven Matz was injured for a very long time. Stroman last year opted out. This would scare the heck out of me if I was a New York Mets, especially knowing how consistent DeGrom has been at a Hall of Fame level the last 3-4 years.
And, you know, we always talk, and we talk about the Mets on a nightly basis. I'm fascinated by them. It really is like they really are just a soap opera on a daily basis.
They are.
Like even when things are going well, things like there'll always be something behind the scenes. And this wasn't behind the scenes. This was in front of everybody for whatever reason. So Francisco Lindor and Jeff McNeil. So they're double play partners, whatever. So, you know what I mean? They speak a lot, etc. The Mets won the game, but in the tunnel, they got into it. All right? There was a heated exchange, enough so that, like, teammates, like, urgently got up and was like, whoa, whoa, these guys are about to start throwing for real here. Lindor later ended up getting a home run for the first time at Citi Field. They win the baseball game, and everybody's sort of laughing it up after. And Lindor said after, we were going back and forth debating whether it was a rat or a raccoon. So basically, he said that there was a rat, there was some sort of vermin. And, of course, New York, why not? So there was either a big-ass rat or a big raccoon in the tunnel, yet I don't see how they would get into a fight about it. It really had something to do with a play that happened earlier in the game. But it's just crazy that he drops. We were arguing about whether it was a rat or a raccoon.
So here's where the director of communications has to step in. And they'd be able to say, listen, typically when people see a rat or a raccoon, they run away from it. No one's running to go and see a raccoon, especially in a place where it shouldn't be. Yeah, you know what? Everything, they won the game. They won 5 straight now. Things are a little bit, it's happy. It's much easier to shake that off, especially with baseball. There's a game the next day. So it's a lot easier to not make a big deal out of that, especially when McNeil and Lindor are two very positive and smiley players also. But that could have gotten real ugly real fast, like real ugly.
Especially with a new guy that's been struggling. And Lindor went on to say, listen, I was mad on the field because I didn't make a play. And Jeff, obviously, because I was going against him, whether it was a rat or a raccoon. Of course he was going to be mad. So Lindor's trying to lighten the mood after him, saying, everyone chill out. It's good. Like, we're moving on right now. But it's another thing, too. It's why, and I talk about this. I get it. Fans are going to boo and stuff. But the New York fans don't help the situation ever, right? Like, they make things more hostile. They're booing. It just leads. So then it's going to lead to Lindor being on edge more. And then he gets into a fight with his teammate. Everyone's got to chill out in New York a bit. They're not going to. It's just, they like being miserable. Like, I know all these Met fans, they enjoy it. They love it. It's like they're used to it. They embrace it. They like the drama.
I could not agree more. They're actually my favorite fan base to go and just read on Twitter when things are going wrong, because there are so many angry, passionate people.
They're the least arrogant, too. They never say we rock. They're like, we're terrible. This is a nightmare.
Every Met fan I know was sure they were going to ruin Matt Harvey. They were going to ruin Syndergaard. Like, they're like, oh, no, this doesn't happen to us. We don't get 4 aces. They knew that, like, the Mets, Harvey, Syndergaard, like, they knew that that's not how New York Mets baseball works. And so everyone had their expectations managed, to say the least. And not only that is, I think it would be a lot worse if the Yankees were still cooking like they were in the late 90s, winning 4 World Series in 5 years. They stuck one in 2009. But it would be a lot more amplified if the Yankees are doing really well. Like, they're able to kind of be a, like, there's, you know, the Knicks can kind of take the back pages because they're really bad, and Dolan. And the Mets' anger, so to speak, would be a lot more amplified and a lot more pronounced if the other teams were doing much better.
And, well, listen, the Knicks are having a good year. And,
historically, last 20 years.
Yeah, no, no, you're right. You're right. And now the Yankees starting to get back on track a little bit. We'll hit that on the other side. Jason B. Tackenbeck kicking with us on a late night anger management class. A couple more minutes with Jason on the other side. Sunday.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Sunday, bring it.
Some artists work in clay, some in oils. We work in actionable insights and expert perspectives. But we just call it the winning edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead. Ask them. But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust. It's why we're here. For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
It's Sunday, bloody Sunday, but I'm not Bono, and this isn't you too. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're breaking it down here with Jason B. Tackenbeck, SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. So, Jason, we'll get into your Boston Red Sox in a moment, but let's do an update right now as far as some of these futures are concerned. Cy Young Award, Jacob DeGrom. Have to be concerned about the injury right now from a betting purpose, guys. He's a minus 135 favorite to win the Cy Young, yet I don't know. Like we said right now, he's got problems. Mr. Burns is 6-1. Trevor Bauer, big drop off after that at 14-1. Nola 18-1. Woodruff 18-1. Scherzer, who just, you know, keeps doing his thing, 18-1. Looking at the American League, Garrett Cole plus 150. Shane Bieber plus 410. Tyler Glasnow is killing it, 6-1. Carlos Rodon is plus 850, and more than a few people in the gaming world did jump on John Means as a long shot to win the Cy Young this year. John Means right now at 15-1.
Well, I'll tell you this: it's going to be really difficult to see. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens with DeGrom, because as you mentioned last segment, it was his back. It was reported by NewJersey.com that it's more of his back and not his lat. And if he's out for significant time, Cy Young's a subjective award. We know how good he is, but it's going to be very difficult for him to get votes if he has less than, let's say, 27, 28 starts. Normally, I love Max Scherzer. He's a great pitcher. He may not finish the year in the National League. It's very difficult to vote for a guy who may literally pitch 40% of his starts in the American League. John Means, though, no slouch. He's got a 2.2 WAR, 4-0, 1.37 ERA, a WHIP of .67. He may start the All-Star game. I mean, Garrett Cole's a sexier name, but he may start the All-Star game, and that's not bad value. Getting with a guy who's got, you know, he's the ace of a rebuilding team. He's going to get the ball. They're going to count on him. They may even set up the rotation for him. The Orioles may have some better prospects coming in later on this summer. I don't know. There's pretty good value there. No, nobody else struck to me as really good value now. Aaron Nola at 18-1. I don't know. He's a great, you know, he got lit up the other day, and he's not really super valued to me. I also think the Phillies are going to be a perfect 500 team. I hit the under at 81.5 for them. I really think they're going to be 81-81. I just don't see him winning the Cy Young.
The American League MVP odds. This is an interesting conversation as well right now. So you've got Mike Trout. He's plus 170. His teammate is plus 650 in Shohei Ohtani. Right. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is 9-1. And listen, I'm a big Vlad fan, but I don't think Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is going to win the Most Valuable Player award. No. Byron Buxton is getting some love right now at 12-1. Stanton is 18-1. But how about your guy here in Boston? And it's early right now in the season, but I'm impressed. You know, the Red Sox aren't going away still. They're not fading. They haven't faded. And let's just be real. J.D. Martinez, you know, he's not the only one. The Red Sox are hitting the baseball as a team. But if the Red Sox won this division, and they were predicted to be what, like the fourth place team? If they won this division and he keeps playing the way that he does, his odds are going to drop. Like, J.D. Martinez deserves to be in the MVP conversation right now. And he's 18-1.
Right now, the Red Sox have the most wins at 22, the most wins in baseball. As good as the Yankees have been in the last week, they're still 3.5 games out. And I agree with you. Also, if the Red Sox are going to win a division, and if they are going to get home field, if they are going to be a top five team in baseball, J.D. Martinez will have to carry the load. He will have to have an OPS of 1,000. And I think it's going to be one of those votes where he has been so good for so long that I think that people will just give it to him because it's almost like a lifetime achievement award because he has put up some very gaudy numbers, but he's always been in the background. He was in the background behind Miguel Cabrera in Detroit. He was let go by Arizona. He kind of sifted around, and then he was in the background of Mookie Betts. And then finally, last year he didn't really have a good year. He was very outspoken that season shouldn't have counted because as a professional hitter, he, A, wasn't able to go look at video. They got rid of the video rule after the Astros scandal. So guys like Chris Bryant, Javi Baez, J.D. Martinez, they complained that their routine, how they play baseball, was essentially changed. And it was only 60 games. They weren't able to get hot, like literally and figuratively. So he's come out with a bang right now. I'm still happy with Matt Olson. I got him at 60-1 before the season. He didn't have the best week this past week, but he still has very good numbers. The A's are 21-8 since starting the season, 0-6. I still think when all's said and done, that's still going to be the best value. And I think that if the A's are the team, especially starting 0-6, if they're the team to win the division easily, and if they're going to be the team that's going to get home field, and he's going to be their highest WAR player, I think he's going to get a lot of votes.
The National League MVP odds currently right now at FanDuel, Ronald Acuna Jr. is plus 270. Jacob DeGrom, hard to be the MVP if you're on the injured list. Jacob, think about that, guys, too. And you remember me and Jason had this conversation a couple of weeks ago about whether he could be the MVP or not. He was like the fourth choice, remember? Second choice right now. In case you're wondering, that's how much, and we talked about it as well. Man, I'd say probably about 50% of the people that vote live in the New York area. Fernando Tatis is plus 950. Juan Soto is 11-1 right now. Bryce Harper, 12-1. Mookie Betts, 15-1. What do you make of the Dodgers' struggles right now so far, just being a game above 500?
Well, listen, they were sixth of the season, 13-2. And they're 5-15 since. And you said it before, Dave Roberts was laughing at the Angels for bunting at 13-0. They almost lost that game. That would have been the biggest comeback in Major League Baseball history. And one of the reasons why Jacob DeGrom is now number two is that the San Francisco Giants, with the exception of maybe Buster Posey, they're doing it all by the team. Their rotation, we covered it last week. Everyone's got an ERA under two. Sanchez, Cueto, Gossman, everyone's cooking there. The Padres haven't gotten hot. Tatis was injured a little bit before. And the Dodgers, everyone was talking about the best team in baseball. Bellinger's been hurt. Betts has gotten off to a slow-ish start by his standards. Yelich has been hurt in Milwaukee, and the Phillies haven't really caught fire yet. They're just two games over 500. It's wide open. It's very wide open. I took Mookie Betts. I think it was 9-1 at the beginning of the season. I'm a little confident in that because I think that the Dodgers still will win the division, and he will be the best player on that team. And I think everybody will dilute themselves. But I'll tell you this, if the Braves catch fire and Acuna's the reason why, he's probably going to win the MVP. Like, if the Braves come back and win that division, with as difficult as it is, by the way, the Marlins only three games under, they're not bad, he's going to win the National League MVP. And it is absolutely amazing to watch him play.
I keep waiting for the Braves to turn a corner. They have these big games, and then they blow leads, or they'll get blown out. They just can't. There's a consistency problem with the Braves. It's interesting. You mentioned the Dodgers still winning the division, and San Francisco right now 22-1 to win the division.
Yeah.
Plus 2,200, so the odds makers aren't buying in. San Diego is plus 240, and Los Angeles is minus 330. I saw the Dodgers get as high as minus 550. So, it's, in other words, it's come down from minus 550 down to 330 right now. So even with the early Dodger struggles, guys, the odds makers aren't giving you a free bet here with the Dodgers to win in the division.
No, and I think one of the reasons is because the Padres and Dodgers still have a stacked farm system. And I think they're still going to be aggressive at the deadline to outmaneuver each other. The Giants are still kind of in rebuild mode. And I know we talked about it last week about, is it better long-term if you sort of go all in or stay? Like, is it better to have Buster Posey and Evan Longoria and Johnny Cueto have career years or be explosive this year when you can't trade him at the deadline because you're in a pennant race? I don't think the Giants are going to trade their prospects to get better. They're not going to want to get into that arms race for unrestricted free agents. But the Padres and Dodgers will. And I think, I'll tell you this name, Max Scherzer, his name's going to start coming up the more that the Nationals lose these games. They have the last two games against the Yankees, which, listen, we don't make fun of Montreal Expos here, but like Dave Martinez, not his best effort the last two games, managing and kind of, you know, trying to outmaneuver, outthink. You don't pitch a Giancarlo Stanton with the base open in extra innings. I don't know why he did that. Anyways, they're going to trade Scherzer, and those guys have the prospects to do it, and it's going to be really interesting to see who's going to end up getting him when all said and done.
Your Boston Red Sox are in Baltimore this week, so an opportunity to keep this thing rolling. We've got Perez versus Lopez. Perez versus Lopez on Monday. And you know what? So it's just, what is this? It's a one-off? Because then I see Baltimore actually playing the Mets on Tuesday.
It's a wraparound series. So it's a wraparound four-game or Friday to Monday. They're pretty rare, but that's what they got. So the Red Sox are going to go for the sweep.
And then they move on after that, actually. So then you get Oakland. And then you get Oakland coming to come. And you know what's interesting? The Red Sox actually have a better record on the road than they do at Fenway.
Well, they started off getting swept by Baltimore in the first two games of the season. Literally, the sky was falling for Red Sox fans. Very actually similar to the A's, just with a much larger, angrier fan base. You throw in Tom Brady just winning the Super Bowl 2 months before with not their team, and this was not a very happy place to be, Red Sox Twitter. But they turned it around. They're having a really good year. Cora seems to have managed everybody. Verdugo still isn't super hot yet. I hit them with the under this year. It's very hard to watch games and like cheer for them to lose, you know, financially, but emotionally. I still think they're going to come down to life. I'll tell you, Giancarlo Stanton, you mentioned that he's climbing in the MVP race. In the last 28 days, he's got a 1,011 OPS, 8 home runs. He is absolutely cooking right now that he's healthy. They got him in the number 2 spot. You know, he's seeing a lot of pitch. He is on an absolute tear. I'm very happy for him.
It's just unbelievable. The Red Sox, 22-13, guys. Jason mentioned 22 wins. So you take away they got swept to start the season. So what, they're on a 22-10 run right now in their last in their last 32 games. Very, very impressive. Jason, where can people find your...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Podcast.
At IBWAA Podcast, we have a weekly Hall of Fame debate. People love it on social media, and it drops every Wednesday morning.
Jason, it's always a pleasure having you on The Rage. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Love talking to you, pal. Thanks so much, dude.
Relax. You don't have to actually play these sports.
Just know about them.
Keep it here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's knowing how to play the game. And then there's knowing how the game is played.
We're the second part.
Some call it strategy, but we just call it the edge.
Come and get it.
Your trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
But why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down Sunday, Bloody Sunday. And we've got a couple of people on hold, actually. We'll get to in a moment. Mick Aussie, I think, wants to boast. I think Mick won 8-1 with his AFL picks. And I believe we got our main man Crash in Los Angeles ready to step up and in as well. But before we do, just to finish our market watch here, American League Central, Chicago White Sox, classic example. Good baseball team, but a little bit overpriced all the time. So the White Sox are 6 games over .500. They swept the Royals, but they're only up $135 on the season. The Cleveland Indians, and I'll give you know what? The Indians are better than we thought they were going to be. I think they were better than anyone thought they were going to be. And normally the Indians lose you money, but we'll give them credit. They're up $242 on the year. KC are down 158. Minnesota, you know, we keep waiting for Minnesota to turn the corner, but they turned the corner and they've gone into a ditch. They're down $1,142. That's some serious money you're down betting on every Twins game. And the Detroit Tigers are terrible. You're down $808 if you bet on every Tiger game. $100 unit, of course. We were talking with Jason B. Tackfit about his Boston Red Sox. Red Sox are up $784. The Yankees are down $453. The Rays are plus +267. The Blue Jays are a good bet on team. Because the Blue Jays, like, they're like a 500 team, but, you know, you get pretty good value with the Blue Jays. They're often underdogs on the road. Baltimore, as bad as Baltimore are, you're actually up $75. American League West, Oakland, you're up $425. Houston have cost you money because they're overpriced all the time, minus $109. The Seattle Mariners. The Mariners have been pretty consistent, and even though they don't win as much as they did to start the season, they're still making money because they're massive dogs all the time. So they're 18-17. They're up $686 on the year. Texas, baby. Texas are up $724, even though they're just a 500 baseball team. And the Angels are down $350, even though they had a good weekend this weekend. So, speaking of Texas, there's always this talk about the Chicago White Sox and how good they are against left-handed pitching, and they are. So we figured we'd dig in a little bit deeper. And last year, guys, the White Sox were 14-0 against southpaws. They're 7-1 this year. So the White Sox are on a 21-1 run, guys, against left-handed pitching. That's just, you know, I don't know if you're a trend player, whatever. You know, that's not a trend. That's just a fact. They don't lose against left-handed pitching. But they're not the only team. So I figured I'd dig down a little bit deeper here and take a look at some of these other teams. Like who else does well or poorly, I should say, against left-handed pitching. And we talked about the White Sox. They're 7-1 on the year. They're on a 21-1 run right now against left-handed pitchers. The Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox are good against southpaws. They're 8-3 this year. The Oakland Athletics are 10-5 against left-handed pitching. The St. Louis Cardinals are 5-2. The Cubs are 7-2 against lefties. The San Francisco Giants are 8-4 against southpaws. But the Texas Rangers, a very robust 12-4 against southpaws this year. They've already faced 16 left-handed pitchers, and they've won 12 of them. And to put that in consideration, look, you know, they've only won 18 games this year, right? And 12 of them are against, so they're 18-18, and 12 of them are against left-handed pitching. So 12-6 against when it's all said and done. So, so where I'm going with this is tomorrow, San Francisco sends Wood to the Hill, a southpaw. So they're 12-4. 12-4. They're 18-18. I won't try to do the math. Sunday night, we're all burnt. I just spoke to somebody actually earlier tonight who's a little bit older than I am even, and he told me he partied hard last night. And I told him, really? I said, well, how do you feel right now? He said, actually, not that bad. And I said, yeah, but do you feel good? And he goes, well, I'm sort of drinking again. He goes, not as much, but I'm sort of trying to ease out of it. And then he confessed that it takes him about 3 days to recover. Takes him about 3 days to recover after he parties hard. And I feel the same way. I'll feel like viciously hungover the next day. I won't feel great day two, and then I'm okay day three. I can shake it off. We've told you the secret to success is coconut water. Coconut water. Texas. So, yeah, 12 of the 18 games that they've won. So what I was trying to say is they've only won six games against right-handed pitching. So 6-14. There you go. 6-14. That's what I was trying to say. So there you have it. Something to keep around. I'm just trying to prepare you for the week, guys. So teams that are good, keep your eye on this. He's like, all right, they're facing a left-handed pitcher. So Red Sox are 8-3. White Sox are 7-1. But they're 21-1 the last 22 times against a left-handed pitcher. The A's are 10-5. The Rangers are 12-4. Cardinals 5-2. Cubs 7-2. Giants 8-4. Who struggles against left-handed pitching? A couple of teams do. The Arizona Diamondbacks are 2-6 against southpaws. The Pittsburgh Pirates are 1-4 against southpaws. The Angels are 2-6 against left-handers. And the Tigers are 2-7. Except I don't know what that means with the Tigers. The Tigers are kind of like crap against everybody. But teams that struggle against left-handed pitching, D-backs 2-6, Pirates 1-4, Angels 2-6, Tigers 2-7. Don't ever say I don't tell you anything and to teach you something in the late night hours. I'm taking Texas tomorrow night for that, for the record. Right now I think they're plus 132. I'll be riding this. Everyone's going to be on San Francisco thinking how good they are. And, oh, Texas are average, but Texas are pretty good. Texas have some bats, and they're 12-4 against southpaw pitching. All right, let's bring in Mick Aussie here. What's going on, Mick? So what's the deal? I saw you tweeting about this. You said, oh, I'm going to call in. Are you on an 8-1 AFL run? Is that what it is right now, Mick?
Oh, Gabe, I know you laid a couple of bets late Friday night, but if you say bet $1,000, if you laid down $1,000 on my AFL bets, you would have profited like $2,700. Yeah, I nearly tripled my money, mate. 8 bets and 8-1 against the spread, 8-1 straight up. So all the rough luck we've had all came back, mate. But you probably only bet 2 bets, eh?
Yeah, I only put a couple of plays in. And of course, that's the way that it goes. But now the pressure's on. Can you do it 2 weeks in a row? That's the question, Mick, right? Like, it's one thing to do it one week. Can you do it 2 weeks in a row?
Mate, I reckon it's turned. Like, we've had some rough luck. And, like, a couple of weeks ago, I moved up 3 spots in the competition out of 60 people, but I only went 4 out of 9. My dad went 3 out of 9. Like, it was crazy. I could have gone 6 out of 9. But this week, it's all turned around. I'm looking at next week's schedule. I think we can do it. Like the multis, I cashed 5 of the multis.
Thursday, right?
I even cashed.
We got 2 games.
Yeah,
on
I even
Thursday
cashed a
week, right?
7. I even cashed a 7
multi?
Team a multi. And, yeah,
nice.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
So you're rich.
It all came
you're
back,
rich
mate.
This weekend.
It all came back, eh?
So what you're saying? You made a ton of money. Did you make $2,700? That's not bad.
No, I didn't. I don't crazy bet like you, but if you bet 1,000 on my picks, you would have profited 2,700. I didn't bet that much because I'm not crazy, man. But yeah, it's true. I'm just studying all this stuff, mate. I do like a 20-hour process each week for my AFL picks. You got to trust the process, Gabe. Trust the process. You talk about Babana and great guys like that being handicappers. I'm going to reveal my 20-hour process this week of AFL, and it's all for your show Friday night. But 17 hours of it is me listening to podcasts as I'm getting paid by someone else, eh, mate? So it's all good.
That's not
but
bad.
I'm studying. I'm studying sports betting, mate. I'm studying it. And the Oilers. Oilers are not scared of anyone. Oilers are not scared of anyone. McDavid, Draisaitl, you watch, mate. But the trouble is the referees, because it's stupid Gary Bettman, they'll probably pay all these holding calls on McDavid. They better not. They better not. No, but we need goaltending, mate. You know that.
Mick, all right, listen, good stuff. Stay safe on the roads. And, yeah, keep on studying. Great job. So we'll see what you like on those Thursday matches. Congratulations. Great job on I wish I would have had a 17 multi. I did hit Rory today to win that golf tournament, even though he was only plus 150. I'll take it. Like, it was the final round. I was like, you know what? He's plus 150 right now. He's two shots back. He's going to beat this Keith Mitchell dude. And he did. Congratulations, Mick. All right, let's squeeze Crash in here before he breaks another computer. Crash, do we have Crash? Nate in Los Angeles. Nate, Crash, is he ready to crash some things?
Yeah, Crash.
What's going on, Nate?
Yeah, Crash is here, man. What's going
on,
bro?
How you doing, buddy? Good, good, good. How you doing? How's Los Angeles treating you?
Oh, man, it's been like on fire for me. Just been like on a tear this last 2-3 weeks, and all of a sudden
you've been on a bender. I noticed you've been tweeting.
There's been party,
this place is open. You're on a bender, yeah. I noticed recently, the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's a bit more than that. It's a bit more than that, and it's a lot of music involved. A lot of good music stuff going. I'm serious. I got a cat that I don't even want to like say it all yet.
Good, good, good stuff.
It's pretty crazy.
You're rocking. And Hollywood's coming back to life. I look forward to seeing you. I got to get to a Dodger game.
Yep. I'm finding all the late night crypt places where the goth people
go.
Oh,
hey, well, you hang with the goth. Yeah. I know. I see. It's
there's
true,
a little
Nate.
Bit of that going thing, on. Yeah, there's like, yeah.
One thing I'll say, I saw you tweet about something. You're like, oh, it's great to have the bars open again. And you tweeted from like the darkest, dingiest place. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, it's great to go back to normal here in this dark, dark, like bar den, barfly place.
Oh,
in the middle
let
of the
me tell
afternoon,
you, let me
but,
give you another.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Let me give you another snippet. Parties came back to this apartment, a studio apartment at that. I don't know how I'm still here right now. Let me tell you.
Hey, you sound like you've been going hard. Hey, why not enjoy life? Right, you got to enjoy life once
that's
you
right,
you're getting back to work soon. So, you might as well party it up. Well, you can. I tell you, Dodger fans aren't partying right now, but everyone's happy about AD tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad I could talk to you today, because if I called you a couple of days, it was much worse. Much worse.
Hey, Nate, don't be a stranger. Stay in trouble, Nate. Watch. Remember, remember
thank you
your
so
friend.
Much.
Remember your liver, huh?
I always remember you guys.
Be kind
I've been
your
showing
liver.
You off the front. Oh, yeah. No, I'm
coconut
taking care
water.
Of it, too. I'm being smart.
Coconut
I'm
water.
I'm balancing, baby.
That's the key for you. Coconut
fresh
water.
Fresh juices. Thanks,
healthy.
Brother.
Coconut water. That's the way to go. The late night anger management class. But these crushing the coconut water.
To be honest,
we should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, delayed that anger management class. We're to the three-minute warning. All right, great stuff tonight with Jason B. Takafin and Mabana. A lot of picks, a lot of numbers, and to give you some stuff on the way out here. Of course, tune in tomorrow at 6 o'clock Eastern. Game time decisions will give you our final plays. It's kind of a lighter board tomorrow. But I talked about the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers are 12-4 against Southpaws. You've got Wood on the hill tomorrow for San Francisco, who is a left-hander. As the price is right now, Texas are plus 132. And San Francisco, minus 156. I actually think the Red Sox are going to keep rolling. And, man, J.D. Martinez really is killing it. He really is in the MVP conversation. Another bet to keep your eye on. As far as the NHL is concerned, thanks to Babano for joining us earlier, the Edmonton Oilers. So the Oilers, they can't move backwards. They can't catch the Leafs. They're going to be the second-place team, right? So I don't know. The Oilers can sort of like dictate this almost if they want to, in a sense. Like they could beat the Canadiens and make it so the Canadiens are the fourth place team. And like does Winnipeg's, you know, even though Winnipeg's struggling, Winnipeg can still end up being the third place team. You know, but I don't know. This is a game, like we said, Edmonton can't really advance. McDavid got the 100 points and stuff. So keep your eye on how the Edmonton Oilers approach this tomorrow. In other words, keep your eye on their lineup, all right? Like, check out, like, the DFS sites or whatever hockey site you use, etc. But keep your eye on the Oilers lineup tomorrow. And similar situation with the St. Louis Blues. I think the Kings could be a real live play here tomorrow. I like teams, and in fact, I'm going to play it. I like teams that aren't making the playoffs that are playing their last home game. All right, these teams want to end the season with a win for their home fans and for themselves. They're trying to build for next year. They want to end positively at home, specifically. On the road, I don't think they care about the last game. All right, so give me the Kings tomorrow night. Keep your eye on the Blues lineup throughout the day. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
And wish you had.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.